بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The hadith we did last. عن أبي برزة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تزول قدما عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن عمره فيما أفنى. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that the feet of a person will not move on the day of Qiyamah until he is asked these questions. The first question he'll be asked is with regards to his life. How did you spend your life? This amanat that Allah has given you, this time that Allah has given you, these precious moments, the value of time will only be appreciated by a person when the eyes close. Now when there's no more time, and when akhirat becomes visible, then the value of time will become apparent to a person. Like a child, he doesn't appreciate the value of a diamond or of gold, but he appreciates the value of a chocolate or a sweet because he can identify with it. So like that, a person who's a jeweler, he'll know the value of the gold, he'll know the value of the diamonds, he'll know of the precious jewels, he'll know the value because this is what he can identify with. But on that time when the eyes close and now a person sees akhirat, then he'll be able to identify and appreciate what 1 second is worth, what one millisecond is worth in this dunya. So anyway, Allah Pak, the first question he'll ask the person is with regards to his life, that how did you spend your life? وَمِنْ عِلْمِهِ فِي مَا فَعَلَ بِهِ. And the next question a person will be asked is Allah Pak had given you ilm, he had given you knowledge. It wasn't such that you had no knowledge, you were completely unaware of akhirat, you were completely unaware of jannat, of jahannam, etc. You had knowledge, Allah Pak had given you. How did you practice upon the ilm that you had? The next thing, وَعَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَهُ وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقَهُ. Is this wealth that Allah Pak has given you? Two questions with regards to wealth. How did you earn it and how did you spend it? Sometimes a person is very considerate about how he earns his wealth. It must be from halal sources. No interest involved, no gambling, no bribery. So he's careful that wealth he's getting is all from pure sources. But there's the next thing that a person will be asked about is how did you spend it? Was it spent on wastage? Was it spent on israf? Did you spend to try and impress people, to show and compete with the Jones? Well, how did you spend this wealth? Were you careful about the way you spent it? In other words, you didn't mise with it, you used it in all the good avenues. The next thing a person will be asked, وَعَنْ جِسْمِهِ فِيمَا أَبْلَىٰ. That this body Allah Pak has given us, this energy, this strength, that the strength, the body, the energy, etc. has given you, how did you utilize it? Did you use it to help people that were less fortunate? Did you use it to help your seniors? Did you use it to be a benefit to people? Or you just used it and whiled it away to get some type of temporary enjoyment and to harm people and oppress people and use your strength and power to show people who you are? Did you use it for this reason or you use it for some type of benefit? So these are the questions a person will be asked. Another revise it will come. Allah Pak will ask a person specifically about youth. Because ash-shababu shu'abatu min al-junun. This youth is such a thing that is a branch of madness. A person is young, then he thinks that he's going to live forever. He thinks he can do anything. And he's not careful about those things that he should be careful of. Everything seems attractive. Everything seems permissible to the youngster. And he feels he can do anything without any accountability. So therefore a person will be asked specifically about his youth. How did you spend this youth of yours that Allah Pak had given you? Today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala qara'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yawma idhin tuhaddithu akhbaraha. Hadith Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam read this ayat that is in Surah Zilzal, Iza Zulzilah. This ayat comes that yawma idhin tuhaddithu akhbaraha. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam read this, what it means is that day the earth will give its news. In this world we find that we get different types of news. This BBC news, CNN news, this news, that news. Now a person is getting news on the WhatsApp all the time. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling, mentions this ayat, on that day the earth will give its news. In other words, in this world now the earth is very quiet. He's listening to all the news, he's seeing the news, but he's not saying anything. On that day the earth now will give its report. It will give its news. ثُمَّ قَالَ أَتَدْرُونَ مَا أَخْبَارَهَا. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, do you know what is the earth's news? What news the earth is going to give? It will also have its turn to give its news. قَالُوا أَلَّهُ رَسُولُ عَلَمُ. So Sahaba naturally they said, Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they know best what is the news of the earth. قَالَ فَإِنَّ أَخْبَارَهَا أَنْ تَشْهَدَ عَلَى كُلِّ عَبْدٍ أَوْ أَمَةٍ بِمَا عَمِلَ عَلَى ظَهْرِهَا. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained that the earth will give witness on that day. That will be its news about every action that a person did upon its back. In other words, what people did upon it, now the earth will start witnessing against this person, against that person, against every one of us. Allah Pak save us. The earth will start witnessing against the person. What did this person do upon it whilst this person was in his dunya? مَا تَقُولُ عَمِلْتَ كَذَا وَكَذَا فِي يَوْمِ كَذَا وَكَذَا فَهَذِهِ أَخْبَارُهَا. The earth will say, you did this upon such and such a day. In other words, it will have a total record. It won't just be random news. It will give you news with detailed recording that on this particular day, at this particular time, this is what you did on my back. At this particular day, this particular time, this is what you did. So the earth will testify against the person on the day of Qiyamah. So where can a person hide on that day when everything will become transparent in front of everybody? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. Therefore, ulama explain one thing, is that everyone commits sins, nobody is free from sins. But in one area, for example, you committed sin, in one place you committed sin, make it a point now, go do something good in that place. Give some sadaqah there, read some namaz there, read some Quran in that particular place. Obviously it's not a haram place, a person I'm talking about. Generally a person in his business place, he may have done something wrong. Or he may, at home he may have done something wrong. Or some particular place on the road whilst he was driving, he may have swore somebody. Or may have done, on that particular place do something good. Ulama says the earth will also give testification for good for that person in his favor. So it won't only be such that the earth will speak against him, but also the earth will give some good testification in favor of that person. So therefore this will counter that bad act that that person did. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillah.